There are what, four tools?
There are really five.
Five.
The fifth tool is a little bit of a cheat because it's the tool that gets you to use the other four tools. But it is a tool in its own right, and it can get you to do all kinds of things that require willpower. Pick an example for me. I hate confrontations, okay? I avoid them like the plague. Let's say I know I have to confront somebody tomorrow, okay? I'm gonna be thinking a lot about it today. Worrying about it, basically. Every time I think about it, every time it just even comes into my consciousness, I'm gonna use the tool. Now, the tool has three steps to it, but before I get to the three steps, you have to do a little bit of prep work. And the prep work is, I imagine what the confrontation is gonna feel like. For me, there's like a lot of anxiety mixed with anger that I'm afraid will get out of control, and so I feel like I have to keep a lid on it, and that's kind of a description of the pain. I don't care about the description. I wanna actually experience the pain inside of me. And then what I want to do is push it out in front of me and visualize it as a cloud. It's a dark cloud that I'm going to push through. Now, why am I going to push through? Because I'm a masochist? No. Because I know that if I can push through that cloud enough times, then confrontations won't be such a big deal to me anymore. I won't even think about them so much. I'll just be able to do them or not do them, whatever. But it won't be such a big effing deal, okay? So once you can feel the pain and you can push it out in front of you and see this cloud, then you're ready to use the tool. And remember, I use it every single time I think about that confrontation I'm going to have tomorrow. The first step is I scream silently to myself, bring it on. Now, it's not the words that are important. It's the spirit of that, which is, I want it. I want that pain. Why do I want that pain? Again, because it stopped me in so many situations. I spent so much time worrying about confrontations rather than just having them, okay? So that's why I want it. And that feeling of desiring it moves me into the cloud. Now I'm in the center of the cloud. Now we're in the second step. And the second step is, I love this pain. Not because I'm a masochist, once again, but because love is the force that fully accepts the pain. When you say, I love something, you become one with the thing. And weirdly enough, you have to become one with pain in order to let go of the pain. What we do is stay on this side of it, and that's actually more painful, okay? It's like a kid who has to have a shot and he's getting chased around the office by the doctor. That's painful rather than just a pinprick, okay? The third step is, the cloud spits you out. So now this is no longer on your own. It's like a force beyond you just pushes you forward and you're flying in a realm of pure light, which symbolizes freedom. When I do the tool, I just have this feeling of just soaring upwards because I'm free now. I've gotten through the thing. I'm no longer afraid. It's fine, bring it on. It's okay, all right? And pain sets me free is the final step because you've conquered pain in essence. Now, again, because I hate confrontations, I might use that tool 20 times today for a confrontation that I have tomorrow. And then during the confrontation, I'm also going to use the tool at various points. When I start to feel scared again, or when I feel like I don't want to do this, or I wish I were somewhere else, or whatever. The tool works on a principle, and it's the principle of pain, which is we all think of pain as absolute. So when I think of a confrontation, I think that there's a certain amount of pain associated with that, and it's unalterable. But the truth is, pain is relative, and it's relative specifically to the direction that you're moving in. If you move away from pain, it just gets bigger. That's the kid getting chased, you know, to get the shot. He's in much more pain than the kid who just sits there and gets a shot, okay? When you move toward pain, it diminishes. And don't take my word for it. Try the tool. You'll see. It's miraculous. It's just kind of like, bring it on. Oh, okay. It's fine. I'll deal with it.
I'm looking forward to the Pro Tools version of this. You know, because I feel like I've just been introduced to something, mm-hmm. and it's like, I feel like someone's handed me a really nifty tool for my toolbox, mm-hmm. and I know how to do a few things with it. There's more stuff I just know.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's also, I mean, interestingly, because Pro Tools made me start to think of like computer applications, there's a phone app for the tools, which allows you to keep a journal and pick a particular tool that you're working on. It has a copy of the tool there, so if you're in a troublesome situation, you can look at your phone and remind yourself of how to use the tool. And it's got all kinds of interesting features that you can use to help you, you know, because this is a very much of a hands-on kind of book. You know, it's almost like a workbook, a manual, as opposed to a theoretical book on psychology.
Now, and I like to call it the tools. It just feels right. like something I can pick up and I do Good. Rather than sitting back on a couch and
That's what we meant. That's exactly the way we meant it to be.
Well done.
Thank you.
The book is The Tools, Transform Your Problems into Courage, Confidence, and Creativity. I've been speaking with Barry Michaels, who along with Phil Stutz is the author of The Tools and The Tools, published by Random House of Canada.